relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
There's no better proof that our country is being run by a deranged group of extremists than the treacherous crusade against American energy and Ohio energy. They see what you're doing to your energy and your energy industry with their fake Green New Deal policies. Biden and the Democrat socialists have done what our worst enemies could never, ever have dreamed of doing to our country.
That was the president at the weekend in Ohio, in Delaware, Ohio. Welcome, dear friends. Greetings. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka. I have lots of cuts. Mr. G has been working very, very hard. Things to share with you. Lots of great clips from the president's speech there, but I think we've got a topic for the show today for the next 3 hours. Quite stunning. According to the breaking news of 7 minutes ago, Twitter has accepted the multi-center billion dollar offer from Canadian, South African, American Elon Musk for him to buy the most influential social media platform on the planet. We will discuss it. We planned this in advance. We looked into our crystal ball. We knew that, we felt it in our marrow that it was going to happen. Of course, I didn't believe it when I came into our pre-production meeting and I heard the news that they're considering his latest offer right now, and then it just happens. I thought, I don't know if it's going to happen. Well, it doesn't matter because we were ready in any case. The man who is the CEO of the conservative First Amendment alternative to Twitter, Truth Social, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee of Congress, will be with us momentarily, Devin Nunes, to discuss what this means for President Trump and for all people who believe in the First Amendment. Let's discuss with our team, because I need some reaction. I need some feedback. I need you, dear listener, to tell me what you think. So after we talk to Devin, we will take calls. We'll reserve at least 2 blocks for this first hour, couple of blocks in the next hour, because do we trust Elon? Does the president go back to Twitter? What happens to Truth Social? I want you to sound off. So call us on 1-833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-833-334-6752. You can also contact us at our website. That is sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. Let's start. Let's go with the man who's always sideways on my monitor. Don't ask why. It's a technical thing. He is John Jr. John, Did you expect this news of 9 minutes ago?
I had an inkling that they might have to do this at some point, considering that we've been talking for the last week about the shareholders being able to sue and overrule the Twitter board. So I thought it might happen, but just like you, I'm still a bit floored right now because this is huge news. Nothing like this has ever really happened before, and it's hopefully a really good thing for free speech continuing on.
Yeah, so to do the math here, he bought about 9% of the shares himself, and then the board in toto, the whole board, only owns about 10%, which means the vast majority, 80% of the shares, are owned by average people, investment funds, and so forth. And they just, they liked the offer of Elon Musk. And as our next conversant, Eric, said in our meeting, or was it? I don't know if it was Eric. It might have been Mr. G. Biggest purchase in history, and I think that is correct, whichever one of you said it. Eric, your reaction to the news of just 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my goodness. I said in the show prep meeting, I'll say it again. We know the terms red pill and blue pill, right? There is a similar term on the online lexicon of white pill and black pill. White pill being a bit of good news and black pill being bad news. This has got to be the biggest white pill since President Trump winning the election. I think this, the importance of this really cannot be overstated. Twitter, as you said, it's the most influential social media platform. It was always Trump's biggest platform, 90 million followers.
Yes.
He was in the top five most followed accounts in the history of the website. This is massive, and especially going back into 2024 in the future, or even 2022 right now, the midterms, this is huge. This is the biggest blow the left has taken in a long time, and watching them cry and just seethe and whine about it is so delicious, because they know how powerful this
is. But you said something in the pre-show meeting about President Trump and Twitter. What did you say?
I think he needs to get back on Twitter. I think because there's no doubt in my mind a large part of this, of what Musk choosing to do this, was to get Trump back online, because there's no question the censoring of the sitting president of the United States is one of the most egregious acts of censorship in modern history. And Trump really needs that platform. That always was his biggest megaphone. Yeah, he was big on Instagram and Facebook, but Twitter was the one. It was his signature, right? At real Donald Trump, the same profile picture all those years, the 3 a.m. tweets at Kim Jong-un. Like, that was a huge part of his campaign, his presidency. So yeah, I eagerly await his return to Twitter as a result of this.
However, let's not forget, and we're going to be talking to the CEO of Truth Social, that is President Trump's social media platform. I don't think he can go back to Twitter straight away. First, Elon Musk has to clean it up. He has to get back automatically his 93 million followers, and the algorithms have to be fixed so as to prevent conservatives being edited. Let's talk to John L. John L., I didn't get a chance to talk to you. You're far too busy making sure the Starship Enterprise is going to work on time. What's your stand on this breaking news of just 12 minutes ago?
I honestly have absolutely no idea what to say.
What? This is radio. You can't say that. Make something up quickly.
I don't know. I got nothing.
He's got nothing. Well, I know somebody who will have something to say. He is our in-house cynic, Mr. G, hiding behind that TV screen over there, being pointed at by Eric. Hello. First things first, you always have a very good sense of what's really happening. Did you expect this news of 11 minutes ago?
No, I did not expect it at all. I did not think there was any way they're going to let him buy Twitter.
Are you going to enjoy the left melting down like they've never melted down before?
We'll see, because I'm not exactly sure what this is all about.
So you don't trust Elon, or you think he can't turn Twitter around?
Not saying he's an anti-free speech guy. I'm not saying he's a liberal, but nobody is going to spend $43 billion for free speech. That's not why he bought it. He bought, especially for a company that's never made money. That's the other thing. He has some other angle. Part of it might be the free speech, but that's not the only reason that he did this. And so, that's all that people are talking about.
So when he said literally at a conference, what was it, 6-7 days
ago?
Yeah,
the TED Talk.
The TED Talk. And he said, the money thing is irrelevant. This isn't a business decision. This is a principle decision. You think he's blowing smoke?
Absolutely. I really wish I knew what the motive is, but there's some other motive there. Free speech might be part of it. I hope it is, but that's not the main reason that he's buying Twitter.
So it's some other ulterior motive. He has been saying free speech is important, but there's something else going on. If anybody can find out for us what it is, then I think it's going to be Mr. G. That is the team. Our vast, huge team has given you their opinion. NPR has 36 people to produce one, I'm not joking, 1 hour of radio every morning, including, and again, not a joke, as Biden would say, look it up, including a chef. Yeah, a chef for the staff of a... Yeah, I know, John, where is our chef? I know. Where is our chef? That is the question. Salem, if you're listening out there, David, where is our chef? I mean, got to be healthy because you see I've lost 22 pounds already on this PhD weight loss program. So it's got to be healthy, low carbs, okay, high protein, nothing with sugar in it. But a chef could be just the right thing at least once a week. How about once a week just to celebrate news like this one? Elon does have some disturbing connections to China in terms of business and what he's doing there. But dropping a cool, what is it, 40, 50, who knows what the final deal was, $60 billion to buy this. It's got to be more than that because that was just 10%. What is it, $400 billion? Whoa. We will keep you updated wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You've got to subscribe to the podcast right now. Go to Spotify, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write a review, share the links. We have amazing interviews every single day, one-on-one. You don't want to miss a millisecond, a nanosecond of the show. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you are a subscriber. Next, Devin Nunes here on America First.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by 2,000 Mules.
Dear friends, are you going to join us later this year? 10 days in the Holy Land to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Yes, is our Stand With Israel tour. Me, yes, little old me, Dr. G, and our good Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie will be traveling to visit the places you may only have read about in the Bible. Like the Garden of Gethsemane, the Sea of Galilee. We'll be there on the shores of the Sea of Galilee, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. It's the trip of a lifetime. If you've always wanted to see these places, if you've desired to be there, to breathe the air where our Lord lived and worked, join us. Call today. Reserve your seats. The number is 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. That's 855-565-5519, standwithisraeltour.com for the trip of a lifetime. You do not want to miss it. Okay, the president gave a superlative. If it's possible, he's getting better and better. Superb speech at the weekend in Ohio. He had just, of course, endorsed for the Senate J.D. Vance out of Ohio. This is what he had to say about his social media platform, Truth Social, which we have to discuss given the breaking news about Twitter. Play cut.
But Truth Social, phone users can download the app today and get their voices back. And it's open and ready to go and go out and use it and have fun with it. And non-iPhone users are coming very, very soon to make Truth Social a free speech alternative to big tech platforms. Our team is working around the clock and has recently enabled every single person on the wait list to join the platform. A lot of people are on the wait list. Now you can join.
That's big news. We knew that lots of people, tens of thousands of people, not oversubscription, just popularity of a site that believes in the First Amendment, had applied, were waiting. I managed to help a few people. I just found out this morning Mr. G was waiting and he didn't tell me, but even he has been accepted. But what happens now? This was the alternative to Twitter. It was because the left said, well, if you don't like it, if you believe that you're being censored, if you think the algorithm somehow shadow ban you, we don't need belief. After the election, a man who had garnered 12 million more votes than he had 4 years previously, a man who was still in the Oval Office as the commander-in-chief, as the president of the United States, he was unpersoned. Like a character in 1984, dropped into Winston's memory hole. Why? He hadn't committed a crime. He was accused of inciting violence. which he never did. If he had, he would have had to answer for that in a dock, in a court of law. But because he was the president, because he was so successful, because he is a conservative, that's why Truth Social was created. And we are delighted on this day of all days, the perfect guest to have with us, former chairman of the Intelligence Committee, a patriot, a true American. He is the CEO of President Trump's new platform, Truth Social. Devin Nunes, welcome back to America First.
Seabass, it's great to be with you, I think. And this is my first time in this new role, I believe, or second time, maybe.
I think second time. I think you're very fresh. I think we had you on just after the announcement, and now we've got a big breaking news day. So first things first, how's it going on Truth Social? We played the president's clip from Saturday that the waiting list has been decimated. We're going to have your former chief investigator, Kash Patel, on. He says it is functioning in such a way that's incomparable for conservatives. Just the re-engagement on Truth Social. Talk to us about how the platform's functioning.
Well, I think everybody sees it, including you, Sebastian, that if you're on Twitter or Instagram, you're just getting more interaction on Truth already.
Yes.
And remember, we had a beta test that only ended 4 days ago when we moved over to the Rumble architecture, fully architectured cloud, cannot be canceled by any tech tyrants. So we're into day five of this. And we continue to just add people day by day by day. And we're only on Apple. So what does that mean? It means a few things. But most importantly, it shows that, number one, we have been shadow banned and censored by these other platforms. And two, I think it also shows these platforms don't have as many actual humans and actual people as they claim to have had. Because even if you did all the censoring, all the shadow banning, it's impossible that nearly everybody that has come over to Truth that still has a Twitter account or an Instagram account, how are they getting so much engagement on such a platform like ours that's just beginning? So it's inspiring. It's great. People are coming in droves. We want to invite people. You know, Apple App Store, it's up. You can get it on your iPhone. And I know what the next question people are going to ask is, well, when can we get it on other devices? And my answer is, look, we have to build this block by block. We're beta testing now for web application that you could pull from any other device. But that's going to take us, it's going to take us, 2 weeks to a month in order to get that fully launched to the public. So, but this is what we have to do. And I hope people understand we can't rely on any big tech company. We're not going to, and we're going to do this in our own time. And I would tell you, if you have an iPhone right now, get on the App Store, download it. We'd love to have you. And I saw you posted something last night, and I think you had like 3,000 or 4,000 people engage with you last night, Dr. Gorka.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love being on Truth Social. I have to remind myself, hey, guys, come on. Don't just post it on the established, censorious platforms. You got to go to Truth Social as well. I think we're breaking news here in front of 3 million listeners. He said two to four weeks until you can get it on other platforms. Will you explain to us? We've got you for two segments, but let's use this one to explain what's different about Truth Social. If you had to compare it to this thing called Twitter, which God bless Elon Musk for doing what he's doing, but it's a cesspit. I mean, truly a cesspit. It is politically motivated. It's censorious. What's different? What is the philosophy, as CEO? What is the philosophy of Truth Social?
Well, it's a very good question, because the one thing we're trying not to be, we're not Twitter. Twitter is a global PR wire for celebs and Hollywood people and political hacks, corporations to put press releases out on. We're building a community, and we're actually looking at what's the best of Twitter, what's the best of Instagram, and ultimately what's the best of Facebook, and we're putting it onto one app, and we're building a community of people where we're not going to censor them. So, it's not only conservatives. We have a few liberals on there right now, but we're going to be open to everyone, and it's about social networking. So Twitter is a PR wire. Instagram is a place, as you know, it doesn't let content creators actually go to their site, where you can post something on Instagram like a video, but Instagram then owns it and they try to keep the eyeballs there. And then, of course, we know what Facebook ultimately is Facebook is a is a platform that is for friends and family. So we're trying to put all that
using,
into one.
And using your data, selling your data. He is the CEO of Truth Social. He's just Devin, at Devin Nunes on Truth Social. 250,000 followers. I'm a little bit jelly. Follow him, but he's right. Twitter is a PR line. Maybe that'll change. But in the meantime, we're going to stick with President Trump, with Devin Nunes, back here on America First. Stay on this channel.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Stand With Israel Tour.
All right, guys, the call board has lit up like a Christmas tree. Linda, Mike, Sid, Dan, Judy, don't go anywhere. We'll get with you as soon as we have finished with our first guest of the day. The perfect guest, given the breaking news. He is the CEO of Truth Social, President Trump's social media platform. If you enjoy this show as much as we love making it, share your America First values with those around you or buy a loved one a gift. Go to our store. It's SebGorkaStore.com. Everything is made in America. If you're fed up of buying Chinese tat, go to SebGorkaStore.com for all your America First gear, the t-shirt we made for when the president last came on the show, the I'm a MAGA man, I'm a MAGA gal mugs. If you're woke, you're a loser. And of course, all your Let's Go Brandon gear. Most popular item is the t-shirt we made after Biden told Zelensky, hey, you can run away. We're going to send you a plane. He told the White House, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Get all your America First gear. Get my books at SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com, SebGorkaStore.com. We are back with Devin Nunes. Congressman Nunes, Devin, if I may, what is the long-term answer? Because I know it's a little bit of an oversimplification, but there seems to be the idea that we put up with the cesspit, with the selling of us, because that's what Facebook does. Facebook sells us as a commodity to advertisers. Twitter is a cesspit, as you call it, a PR line for political hacks. Instagram is not much different. The left said, well, go, if you don't like it, go off and build your own alternative. Well, guess what? You and the president did that. Rumble, Chris at Rumble did that. Is there a danger of creating two alternative universes? Or is the idea that one of them believes in free speech and the other ones will dwindle, whether or not Elon Musk is successful?
Well, it's important to understand, how did we get to this point?
Yeah.
And I have to keep making this argument over and over again, and it seems like everyone should understand it. Donald Trump has plenty of companies. He didn't need any more companies. I had a perfectly good role, leadership position in Congress. I liked what I was doing, representing people in California, in San Joaquin Valley. So how do we end up here? We ended up here because they censored people like me, shadow banned people, kicked off millions of Americans, censored millions of Americans, and banned the president of the United States from every single social media company, including censoring things during an election that by all accounts changed the results of an election. And now we have a country in crisis because of what's happened. So we got here not because President Trump wanted to do this or I wanted to do this. We got here because we had no choice. Propaganda is poisoning the people in this country. So we set to build a very simple system, one that can't be canceled by these tech oligarchs for the ages. And that's the combination of using the Rumble Cloud along with what we're doing. And you talk about algorithms. I think it's important for people to know every one of those companies that I just mentioned, they use algorithms to feed you what they want to feed you.
Yeah.
What we're doing is we just go in chronological order. We have no algorithm. So if Sebastian, you post at 3 p.m. and I post at 3:05 and somebody else posts at 3:10, boom, boom, boom. That's the order in the feed. Now, I think people that are on True Social need to understand that, too. It's important not to, over time, you don't want to have too many people that you're following, because, if not, you won't see what some of us posted, because, after an hour or two, the feed gets too long. But, you know, that's in the future. Some of the things that we'll be creating will be things like lists and things of that nature, so you can begin to build out the people that you want to follow and separate them out. But I think that's the real key. That's the real key, is no algorithms. That's what people want. We're here because we had no choice. We wanted to give the American people their voice back, and that's what we're doing.
I love this analogy you've given, that it's like a child in a high chair or an animal in a cage. On Twitter, you are being spoon-fed only what they wish you to see, and that's not the case on Truth Social. Guys, if you're on Apple, get it today. In 2 weeks, 3 weeks, you'll get it for the other platforms. Last 30 seconds we've got with you, Devin. Disney, the wokeification isn't just on social media. When you look at what big corporations are doing, do you think the tide is turning with ExxonMobil finally saying no, that the rainbow flag is not something we're going to, you know, get involved with? We are a company about serving our customers. Do you feel good about the future when it comes to free markets in America?
Well, look, I think it's going to be a fight and it's going to be a struggle.
Yeah.
I think what you saw today with Elon Musk buying Twitter, that's a step in the right direction, right? Because at least it's somebody who wants to get in there, expose the algorithms, expose the abuse, expose the fake bots. But we have a long way to go, because Disney didn't only got there because you had the combination of fake news and then the social media companies funneling this propaganda into the American people, because normal Americans would never accept this. And we only got to this position because of the propaganda that ultimately led Disney to go woke. And, you know, now you're starting to see they're losing stock value. Things like that are happening. But it happens when you get real information out to real people, is how you save this country.
And you look at what's happening to Netflix as well. Something is happening, and it's because of people like you. God bless you. Devin Nunes, follow him on Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. I may have to change my name to Seabass on Truth Social, but let me think about that. You are listening to America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans, me included. Find out today. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. That's ReliefFactor.com.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Where's the historic intro that you guys love? We don't have time for that. We're opening the show without a monologue, but with a guest who's so busy. He's agreed to come on. He's only got 10 minutes for us, and we are delighted to make room for him. He is, of course, the House Republican Whip, a great patriot representing the 1st Congressional District of Louisiana. It is Steve Scalise. Congressman Scalise, welcome to America First here on the Salem Network.
Sebastian, it is great to be back with you, my dear friend. How have you been doing?
I've been very well, very well. I can't wait for us to go to New Orleans and have some gumbo. We got to make that happen sometime. But we have
gumbo
to
gumbo and charbroiled oysters. Come on back.
Oh my gosh, that sounds too good. All right, and got to talk politics for the time being. However, I have a kind of rule of thumb when it comes to leaked audios from Nixon in the White House to the recent New York Times thing. They're always overhyped. I've listened to what these people are releasing about Kevin McCarthy, about Matt Gaetz. You were on the audio. I see a large nothing burger, except for one thing. And we didn't rehearse this. I didn't approve the talking points of your team, because we don't do that here on the Salem Network. We have a problem with leadership in the GOP, especially if we win after the midterms. Given what we have heard, could you give your assessment as the whip of the future of Kevin McCarthy if President Trump is in the White House in 3 years' time?
Look, the two of them have a good relationship. You know, I've got a good relationship with President Trump, still talk to him on a regular basis, as does Kevin. And look, President Trump's been very focused on helping us win the House back. And, you know, he's done a number of events for us. In fact, he's doing another big event for us in Dallas in 2 weeks to, you know, it's probably going to raise a few million dollars in our move to win back the House and fire Nancy Pelosi. So, you know, when you see whether it's the New York Times, CNN, all the mainstream media, They want to talk about January 6th. They want to talk about anything other than all the crises that our country's facing. You know, and when we go down to the border, when we I've took members to an offshore oil rig over the last week to talk about what we need to do to lower gas prices. That's what people back home care about. You know, the drama of, you know, what's going on in D.C. with people that want to just keep talking about January 6th. They know it's because they don't want to talk about all the crises that Biden and Pelosi have created. So I think they're all focused on helping us win the House back so that we can start working to save this country.
Yeah, you are right. The left and the mainstream lying media is obsessed with January 6th. However, there are two aspects of January 6th that we should discuss. Number one, how it's being used to weaponize law enforcement against conservatives. And secondly, the plight of those who are still in that D.C. prison. Are you satisfied with what the conservative establishment is doing for those who are still languishing in jail just a couple of miles from this studio and from where you are speaking? Whip Scalise.
Yeah, I think everybody would recognize that, you know, if people broke the law, there needs to be justice, but justice needs to be swift and it needs to be carried out fairly. You know, one of the criticisms I've had is that Pelosi never really wanted to just get the facts. She wanted to make this a very political and partisan committee. You know, she kicked Republicans like Jim Jordan and Jim Banks off of the committee when Kevin McCarthy was going to appoint him because she didn't want to get the facts out. She wanted it to be a witch hunt committee, going after anybody, not just people that went into the Capitol on January 6th, people that weren't even in D.C. on January 6th is who they're going after, too. And so, you know, let justice be swift, but let it be fair. And what about the people that were burning cities down over that summer? Why don't they want to go after those people?
Yeah.
They don't want to go after the people on the left that were, you know, shooting and killing cops and burning down police stations. They just want to talk about January 6th and try to blame everything on Donald Trump, and it's not accurate, and I think people are done with it.
Follow this man at Steve Scalise right now on Twitter, also RepublicanWhip.gov. Congressman Scalise, how much do you think the political landscape has changed in just the last 4 days here in the United States with the acceptance of the offer by Elon Musk to purchase Twitter? Do you expect a fairer social media landscape, or should we not put our trust in just another billionaire?
Well, by reaction from the left, it must be really good for us and anybody who believes in free speech, because the left's gone nuts over it. In fact, some of the, you know, the radical Twitter employees are even you know, going up in arms about it. But, you know, Twitter, like a lot of other social media platforms years ago, started off as true platforms for free speech. You know, you have ideas, whatever they are, if they're left, right, socialist, let everybody go and exchange ideas. And if the left is so insecure that they don't think anyone that challenges their ideas should be heard from, it's probably because they know their ideas are bad. And if you point out facts, you point out how freedom actually works, you know, go look at the states right now. The states that are shutting everything down and canceling people, like New York and New Jersey and California, are losing millions of people to states that believe in freedom, like Florida and Texas. So the public's already figured this out. The oligarchs in big tech don't want it, but Elon Musk is shaking it up. I'm encouraged by what he's doing. Time will tell, but at least you've got a new signal that somebody that actually has been a very strong advocate for freedom of speech, not just the speech you and I believe in, but people that disagree with us have an equal opportunity to go out there and make their case in a public square and let the best ideas win.
One more question for you, Whip Scalise, before you go and whip the conservative representatives into shape. At the top of your Twitter feed, I see tweet after tweet after tweet about energy independence, about America being serious about its energy sector. We've got the breaking news of Russia cutting its oil supply to Poland, a NATO ally to Bulgaria. And then breaking news, literally, as we walked into the studio, Biden is again banning incandescent light bulbs like Obama did. He's reversing the Trump policy that Americans get to choose what kind of light bulbs they buy. Given this insanity, which sounds like a skit, a comedy skit, I got to ask you a question I ask all of our political guests. Are there any normal Democrats left in the swamp that you can talk to, as Russia is cutting off energy to our allies? The Biden administration is focused on banning light bulbs.
There's very few. And Sebastian, look, this shows you how out of touch Joe Biden, Speaker Pelosi, the AOC wing that's driving the agenda right now are with regular folks. I mean, people that are tired of paying $4, $5, $6 for gas in America, but also recognize that under Donald Trump, we were energy independent. We were exporting oil and natural gas to our allies around the world. We should be doing more to help Europe so that whether it's Poland or Germany or any other country, they don't need to get their oil or natural gas from Russia. And they shouldn't have to because we can produce more here, except that President Biden shut it down. He made it clear, by the way, as a candidate. Go look at his speech. When he was in the Democrat primary, he said he's going to stop drilling on federal land, stop drilling on private lands. He's going to stop drilling, and he has. He won't, you know, no new pipelines authorized, no new LNG export facilities authorized, no new drilling permits on federal lands authorized, and it's having a price cost. It's costing people more for gas because of what Biden did. We should reverse that. Let's open up our energy production, and then let's go shut down Russia. Russia won't have the ability to finance this war or to threaten countries with energy, which is what they've always done. If we export more oil and more natural gas to our friends around the world, as we're producing enough to take care of ourselves, we can do it. We were doing it under Trump. With his policies, let's get back to those policies.
All right, before you leave, this is a midterm election year. What is your message to everyone, not just in your state of Louisiana, in terms of how they must be engaged this year?
There's never been a clear discernment between people who stand for freedom and people who want government control. You know, they just lifted this requirement that you had to have a mask on an airplane. If you want to wear three of them, it's your business, but don't make me wear one. And Biden wants to go back to forcing you to wear masks. They want government control. We're fighting for freedom. Go out and vote. Find candidates who share these same values and support them. We're going to be winning a lot of races, Sebastian, all across the country. A lot of Democrat-held seats are going to flip Republican, and people need to be involved in those races. If you're represented by a Democrat, vote for all this socialist garbage in D.C. Now's the time to go find a good conservative, get involved in their campaign, go door knock, participate in voter integrity like they did in Virginia, by the way. You can flip Virginia. You can flip a lot of districts that are held by Democrats all around the country.
We did it in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and it can be done across the nation. This is an individual that, in the not-too-distant future, I would like to see not just as the whip, but as a Speaker of the House. He's Steve Scalise. Follow him on Twitter. Thank you. Thank you, Whip Scalise. We will be joined next by none other than Libs of TikTok. Yes, that hero of social media will be joining us here on America First. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure you never, ever miss a moment. Go to your favorite podcasting platform, such as Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Subscribe. It's absolutely free. Write a little review. It does make a difference. All those dastardly algorithms. Share the links with everybody you know, and you'll never miss a moment. Our one-on-one this afternoon is a very, very special one, and I need you to hear it. If you can't hear it live, you need to hear it as a podcast. That is Spotify, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Next, here, the one and only Libs of TikTok.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
You feel like any little piece of information that gets out on you will be used by the worst people on the internet to destroy your life. And it's so isolating.
And terrifying.
It's horrifying. I'm so sorry.
You're fine.
Overwhelming. It's really hard.
Give that woman an Oscar. That is Taylor Lorenz lying about how it's so awful to dox people. Unless, of course, she's doing it for the Washington Times with regards to an amazing account called Libs of TikTok. And we have a very special guest for you on that topic. But first, have you booked your tickets? Are you joining us for our Stand with Israel tour? Yes, later this year. 10 days in the Holy Land with my Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife. We are going to be there where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Join us for the trip of a lifetime. Places you may only have read about in the Bible, like Jerusalem, the Garden of Gethsemane, the shores of the Sea of Galilee. We will be standing there. Join us. Book today. Call 855-565-5519 or just go to standwithisraeltour.com. You don't want to miss it. That's 855-565-5519 or standwithisraeltour.com. And now, she's with us, the one and only Libs of TikTok. Welcome to America First.
Hi, thank you.
All right, first question. We're going to respect your privacy because you're not a politician. You're not a public figure. You just have an amazing, amazing social media account. But first thing I want to ask you is, how are you doing after what the Washington Post and others did to you? Are you hanging in there? Are you getting the requisite support from other patriots across the nation?
I have received outpouring of support from everyone on the right on Twitter and my family, my friends, my community. It's been, I'm shocked at the support I'm receiving. It's been incredible. Obviously, the article coming out, exposing my name and details about my life, you know, it turned my life upside down. I had to go make, you know, travel arrangements. Right now, I am doing fine, and, you know, it happened. It was wrong what they did, but it happened, so I'm learning to just embrace it right now.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, because for those who aren't familiar, for those sane people who don't spend hours on social media like I do every single day, Libs of TikTok is a platform that takes the primary source material of the left, the crazy statements, the crazy phone-made videos, and posts them so you can see the ideologues and the radicals. And as such, it's a wonderful resource that we've used here on America First every single day. Can you tell us the origins, how you decided originally to do this, and why you made Libs of TikTok?
Yeah, I made it originally just as a joke to post funny TikToks. I kept noticing that these TikToks would be posted to Twitter and they would go viral because, I mean, TikTok is a pretty funny place. There's a lot of great content on there and funny videos. So I was like, hey, let me just, you know, find funny videos and post it. And then my channel really, it kept just progressing in different directions. I kept noticing new things. So one of the things that I post about a lot is the stuff going on in our schools, and that is not something that I knew was happening when I made the channel originally. So that wasn't my intention. It started just as a joke, just for fun, and obviously it blew up, and I started realizing what's happening in our schools, and that became a primary focus.
Now, those who have revealed your identity, your address, the people from the Washington Post like Taylor Lorenz who have harassed members of your family, they say that you're a racist, you're a transphobe. I know you're a religious woman. What is your response to those outrageous accusations?
I think they know that they're lying. So I think that these insults that they view at everyone who disagrees with them, they really hold no value, because if you go around all day calling everyone you disagree with a racist and a transphobe and a homophobe and whatever else they want to call me, then it really has no meaning. So I don't let that bother me at all.
And we've played it here on the show, but I don't want to waste time playing them again. When they say, people like Taylor Lorenz, interviewed by Brian Stelter on CNN, say, oh, no, we didn't reveal any personal information, that's just a lie, correct?
Yeah, and she knows she's lying. I mean, the Washington Post, they removed the link, and then they lied about it. So I think they all know they're lying, and that's something that happens quite often.
So why do you think that the mainstream media, you're just one person with a social media account, these are multi-million dollar corporations owned by billionaires like Bezos, why do you think they're so angry at you, and why do you think they had to target you, a single private individual?
Well, I think that what I was doing was effective, and it's really hard for people to see themselves in a mirror. So they're seeing these these videos, and I'm showing what's going on in the classrooms and just in society in general, and I'm basically holding up a mirror to them, and they're trying to gaslight us all the time and telling us, you know, this is not happening. There's no critical race theory in schools. There's no gender ideology in schools. No one wants to talk to little kids about sex, right? They keep telling us all this, and I could prove it firsthand that it's actually not true, and it is happening. And they just couldn't stand to see their own views getting refuted like that.
Yeah, I experienced this with my time in the White House. When you're effective in demonstrating the reality of what the left has become, you have to be taken out with hit piece after hit piece after hit piece.
Exactly.
Yeah. Tell us, is there any way, in addition to following your accounts, Libs of TikTok, is there any way people can support you, pray for you? What are your requests? I mean, because your account is now, we broke it yesterday, I think. We wanted to get you yesterday over 1 million. You are now 1.1 million followers on Twitter alone. How can people support you?
So in the link in my Twitter bio, there's a link to my newsletter. It's a Substack. I'm going to be posting some content on there and some exclusives. So if people want to subscribe to that, that's one great way to support me.
All right. Well, God bless you. You are doing a service to this nation. The fact is, you are like that little boy in that tale by Christian Andersen who said, you know what? That beautiful new robe of the king, it doesn't exist. He's naked. You are telling the truth, and that's why they hate you. We have millions of patriots who outnumber the radicals who have your back. Support this lady. Subscribe to her Substack. The account is Libs of TikTok. God bless you, and keep doing what you do. Guys, call in the number 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Whether it's Elon Musk, the tapes coming out about McCarthy, Biden banning incandescent light bulbs again, or anything you want to talk about, because this is your show, and you are the most important part of America First. Stay with us here on the Salem News Channel.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.